Good morning, everyone. I'm excited about what I'm going to speak about this morning. We have been looking at this series of the cross. And we said we're going to look at three aspects. The work of the cross as a legal transaction. The work of the cross as a military operation. And the work of the cross as the formation of a new covenant. And up until now, we've been speaking about the work of the cross as a legal transaction. We've spoken a lot about the atoning work. That Jesus atoned for our
sins.
Which is mostly about him taking away the penalty or the punishment for our sins. And it is good news that in Jesus you will not be punished for your sins. But that's not really enough. Because we were made captives to our sinful nature. Sin took us captive. And when you sin as a Christian, you can never be happy. You know, non-Christians, they can have fun and sin and have fun at the same time.
Tanareo ni kristiana afaka tena hoe makafy ny fahotana tsy mifaly ao anatin'ny fahotana fotsiny izy.
They're happy, they enjoy sinning.
Makafy izy zareo le manota, faly zareo rehefa manota.
But Jesus comes and he takes all the fun out of sinning.
Fa Jesosy rehefa tonga dia nanala izay zavatra rehetra hoe mafinahitra amin'ny fahotana rehetra.
Because then when we sin, we actually feel terrible.
Ka rehefa manototsika dia tena mahatsapa tena hoe ratsy mihitsy.
Now, if you know that you're going to be forgiven for sin, but you also know that you carry a sinful nature within you, which means that you may sin again in the future. If you were still captive to the power of sin, you would have a miserable life. Because you would have to sin because of your sin nature, and then you're really disappointed.
The
good news is, Jesus didn't just die to remove the penalty of sin. He died to break the power of sin. And that's what I want to speak about this morning. The cross as a military operation. And I'm
going
to start just by telling you a little bit of my own testimony. Because it explains a bit about how I came to understand that there is power in the person of Jesus. And you need to know that there is power in the person of Jesus. You see, we start out fearing all kinds of things. We fear magic and witchcraft. We fear people putting a curse on us. We fear getting into trouble with the forces of darkness. They're fadis, many fadis.
We miss fad, maro isakarazan, karazapad, isakarazan.
People are raised into a culture of fear.
Arntaizana tam zay, kultsaina na fatahorana zay ny olona.
Where you think if you do the wrong thing,
rehefa mieritreritranao rehefa manao ny zavatra tsy mety anakiray a,
you could get sick or you could die.
De na ianao maty, na ianao marary.
You fear evil.
Matahotra ny zavatra ratsy ianao.
You fear the power of evil.
Matahotra ny herin'ny maizina ianao, miherin'ny devoly.
It doesn't matter whether you're a Malagasy or a South African, you start out in a place of fear.
Tsisy dikany na Malagasy ianao na Sud-Afrikana fa samy miara-manomboka amin'izay toerana hoe feno tahotra izay daholo ny olona.
If I come and I hide underneath your bed.
Raha ohatra ako tonga hoe tonga ako any dia ao ambanin'ny fandrinanao na fenako zavatra.
And you go to sleep.
De matory ianao.
And I start going.
De lasa misy feno hoe feo hoe.
You'll go and you'll jump off that bed and you won't even touch the ground, you will run out the room so fast.
De tena fotampoka teo ianao de tena miazakazaka mivoaka ny trano ianao ary tsy mikasika an'io gorodiny io kory ny tongotra ao fa tena manidina.
You will think something came to get you.
Ianao mieritreritra hoe misy zavatra ohatrany hoe manalokaloka anao de anitrazona anao.
Now, as little children, most little children are afraid of the dark.
Niakabiazany niakizikely de matahotra miaizina, matahotra maizina.
You get on your bed.
Hoe rehefa makeo amin'ny fandriana.
And then you worry that there's a monster underneath the bed.
Ianao mieritreritra hoe misy biby rakakabe ao ambanin'ny fandriana ao.
Or maybe the boogeyman is in the cupboard.
Na hoe kakabe sola ao anatin'ny trano alfa pisy. Kanzo.
You see a shadow moving on the wall and you're afraid.
There are my ideal can only it's kids give them the rings, no, they don't come at all.
But it's just the moon shining through the tree.
The Nevan Lazia, Tarat Lazavana, Yam Fulana, Taratan Lehazwa, the Itanoyom region.
And the wind blows a bit.
The misery from Sukan Lehaz.
Now, when I was small,
Etanotam Sambula Kelia,
7 or 8 years old,
Fitona Faltona Teo.
That's when Jesus came into my life.
Tam zay fotoan'izay ihany nandraisako an'i Jesus.
But before that time,
fa talohan'izay fotoan'izay,
I was very afraid of the dark.
De zaho de olona katahotra be ka vozo be amina aizina.
I would go to sleep.
Hoe rehefa mandeha matory aho.
And when I fell asleep, I would have terrible dreams.
De rehefa matory ako de manofa ratsy be foana.
I don't know what they were about. They were like from outside of this world.
Scary.
And so I was actually afraid of sleeping because I would be like haunted or demonized in my sleep by these dreams.
Kalasa teny hoe natahotra aho rehefa atory satria ohatrany hoe mieritreritra hoe misy olona manalokaloka na hoe misy asan'ny demony manalokaloka ao anatin'ilay fatoriako sy anatin'ilay nofoko.
One day I went to a crusade.
Fandray andro aho namonjy asa fitoriana filazantsara lehibe ireny.
At my school.
Tao amin'ny fianaranay.
My big brother was with me.
De nizokoko lahy niaraka tamiko.
And a man told me about Jesus.
De nisy rangaha niresaka tamiko momba an'i Jesosy.
And he said Jesus will be your Lord and he will also be your closest friend.
De hoy izy hoe Jesosy de ho tomponao a. De izy any lasa ho namana akaikinao.
And all you have to do is talk to him and ask him to come into your life.
De ny zavatra tokony ataonao fotsiny any de hoe mangataka azy a hiditra eo amin'ny fiainanao de miresaka aminy.
As a child, I heard this message.
De tamin'izany mbola tetete mamaky izy anako a tamin'izany narehan'izay afatra zay.
In simple terms.
Tamina fomba fiteny tena tsotra indrindra.
That even a child can understand.
Ka na ny zazakely ara de nahazo an'le izy.
You can be forgiven and you can have Jesus as a friend.
Hoe afaka avela eloka ianao a de mahazo an' Jesosy aho ho namanao.
Just ask.
Hoe mangata fotsiny.
It sounds like a very good deal.
De hozy izy hoe tena ohatra mety be zany raharaha zany a.
So I said yes.
De hozy izy hoe yeah.
I closed my eyes, I prayed that prayer, Jesus come and be my Lord.
De nakipoko masoko de nataoko le vavako hoe Jesosy eo aoka ianao ho lasa ho tompoko.
Who doesn't want another invisible friend when you're a child?
Iza ny olona tsy mitady namana tsy hita maso rehefa mbola kely.
So I got a new invisible friend.
De lasa nahazo namana tsy hita maso vaovao aby.
But I didn't know
fa nefa tsy fantatro
anything much about the Bible or church.
But I went home.
I made friends with Jesus. It's like Jesus has come to be with me. And if there's a demon hiding behind that plant, I can't see it. I don't worry that it's there. I just walk here. And Jesus is with me. And that thing just goes, gone. It flees. Not me.
Jesus.
See, as a young child, I realized that the one who has all power and all authority is Jesus. He came and he overcame the darkness. He drove back the evil. I didn't even pray for it. I didn't even think about it. He just came and set me free. As a small child, I came to understand something of the love and the power of God. You know, when Jesus was on earth, I don't know where the verse is in the Gospels, but there's this lovely verse. They asked Jesus something about God. And he answers like this. My father, who is stronger than them all. My father is stronger than them all. He knew the safety of being close to his heavenly father. When you get close to Jesus, who is God, you can also say, my father who is stronger than them all. You know, children, they have something of a simple, innocent faith, but it's often better than a grown-up. When children are at school, a little boy says, and the one boy says to the other boy, my daddy is stronger than your daddy. My daddy's car is better than your daddy's bicycle. Kids do that, they make comparisons, they always want to be better than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
We as Christians should make a comparison between light and dark.
Ary sika makristianina tsika dia tokony mahay an'izay fampitahana fahasamihafan'ny fahazavana sy ny fahamaizinana izay ihany koa.
A biblically informed comparison.
Fa nefany fampitahana mifototra ao amin'ny Baiboly.
Like Jesus, we should be saying, our God is stronger than all the other gods.
Tahaka an'i Jesosy dia mila miteny ihany koa tsika hoe ilay andriamanitray dia matanjaka noho ireo andriamanitra hafa.
Do you know what has reigned in Madagascar until Jesus, until the gospel came? What has reigned in Madagascar? What has been in authority?
Fantatrao ve hoe iza no nanjaka, inona no nanjaka teto talohan'ny idiran'ny filazantsara teto Madagasikara?
Death.
Fahafatesana.
Death has reigned.
Nanjaka ny fahafatesana teto.
But when the gospel comes,
fa rehefa tonga ny filazantsara,
the kingdom of God is proclaimed.
Dia nambara ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra.
The kingdom of light comes.
Dia tonga ny fanjakan'ny fahazavana.
And the kingdom of darkness is pushed back.
Dia natosika nakany lavitra tany ny fanjakan'ny aizina.
Because Jesus says, my Father is stronger than them all.
Satria Jesosy dia efa nilaza hoe ny raiky dia matanjaka lavitra noho izy rehetra.
Death, where is your sting?
Where fahafatesana, aiza ny herinao?
Power of death has been broken.
Tena noravaina ny herin'ny fahafatesana.
That's what Jesus did at the cross.
Zay ny zavatra nataon'i Jesosy teo amin'ny hazo fijaliana.
The first result of the fall was that man came under the penalty of sin.
Ny vokatra voalohany fahalavona dia lasa tao anatin'ny vahoan'ny fahotana, ny sazan'ny fahotana ny olona.
But the second result of the fall,
funny fall ny setrin'ny faharoan'ny fahalavona,
was that Adam handed over authority to Satan.
Dia la hoe nomeny Adama ny Satana ny fahefana.
You see, Adam had authority.
Hitanareo, Adama nanana fahefana.
God gave Adam dominion and authority in the garden.
Tao anatao amin'ny zaridaina dia nomena Andriamanitra ny fahefana sy ny fanapahana i Adama.
Adam was supposed to rule over the earth.
Hoe Adama tokony nanjaka teo amin'ny tany.
Under God.
Tao ambany fiahian'Andriamanitra.
But when he turned and listened to the devil instead of God,
fa rehefa niodina izy dia niaino devoly raha ohatra hoe tokony niainan'Andriamanitra.
Adam surrendered his authority to Satan.
Dia natolotry Adama tamin'ny devoly ny fahefanana, natolotry ny tamin'ny Satana ny fahefana.
And so Satan became the god of this world.
Dia lasa Andriamanitra ity izao tontolo izao ity, Satana.
Satan is illegitimate because in a way he stole that authority. He tricked Adam.
Ary tsy ara-dalàna ny nazahoan'ny Satana an'izany fahefana izany satria nifetsifetseny Adama.
So we can still say the earth is the Lord's and everything in it.
Dia nefa ny afaka mbola mitenitsika hoe any Jehovah ny tany sy izay rehetra ho aminy.
But when it comes to the authority God gave to Adam,
fa rehefa ny fahefana nomen'Andriamanitra ny Adama ny resahana,
Adam surrendered that to Satan.
Dia natolotry Adama ny Satana izay fahefana nomena azy izay.
Adam became a slave to sin.
Dia lasa andevo ny fahotana i Adama.
And he became under the influence and control of Satan.
Dia tao anatin'ny fanjakan'ny Satana izy ihany, lasa tao anatin'ny fifehezan'ny Satana.
So the Bible describes Satan as the prince of this world.
Dia ny Baiboly manambara antsika hoe ny Satana dia lasa andrina ity izao tontolo izao ity.
But Jesus came.
Fa nefa nitonga Jesosy.
And he took on flesh.
Dia lasa nofo tonga nofo.
And he lived as a human being, as a new Adam.
Dia niaina izy tahaka ny Adama vaovao, niaina tahaka ny olona rehetra izy.
Fully God and fully man.
Zato isanjato Andriamanitra dia zato isanjato olona.
But a new man with no sinful nature.
Fa nefa ny olona vaovao izay tsy misy tena ny ota, tsy misy ota.
Because he was born of the Spirit of God.
Satria izy teraka avy amin'ny fanahin'Andriamanitra.
Mary, the Holy Spirit.
I Maria sy ny fanahy masina.
And Jesus is born sinless.
Dia teraka Jesosy tsy nisy fahotana.
As a man.
Hoe olombelona.
A But he remains fully God, fully man.
Nefany izy dia mbola hoe olombelona zato isan-jato ary nefany Andriamanitra zato isan-jato ihany koa.
But he lived as a man.
Fa niainy izy tahaka ny olona.
So he is described as the last Adam or the new Adam or the second Adam.
Tena mbara hoe izy ilay Adama vaovao na Adama farany na Adama faharoa.
And he came as a man.
Ary tonga izy amin'ny olombelona azy.
This is the importance of the incarnation.
Ary tiny tena zava-dehibe an'ilay hoe fahatongavana olofo.
So that he could take back for man.
We afaka merina akan'ilay akan'ny hoan'ny olombelona indray izy.
What the enemy had stolen.
Zay zavatra nangalarin'ilay fahavalo.
And how he re-established that is he listened to his father.
Dia ny fomba namerenana izay tamin'ny laoniny dia izy ilay niainy ray.
He perfectly obeyed the will of the father.
Ary tena nanaiky tanteraka ny sitrapon'Andriamanitra izy.
And so put his life under the authority of the father.
Ka niainy arany tena napetra ny teo ambanin'ny fifehezan'ilay rainy.
Bringing the authority of God back to man.
When a very injury and life I found under mantra, we were in your mill.
The incarnation represented an invasion.
Life it a fufana unufo delta kani.
Where Jesus invaded enemy territory.
Where at the socia nahaz ni tananam faval.
He came in a military sense.
Where ta kani ma amna fumba fteni aramiaramila mitsi na tungavan.
To attack the enemy.
Where nafkan faval na tungavan ya.
And rescue the prisoners.
Tena nafta irosefu pab.
So Jesus lived in total submission to God. And so he gave Satan no access to or authority in his life. That's the importance when you read after he's baptized, when he goes and gets tempted. The devil came to tempt Jesus.
Tunga devil de nakafana Jesus.
Jesus overcame.
De nefa nandres Jesus.
On behalf of man, he took back authority.
When nandres one nyulumbelis nandray nraya anlay faifan.
In terms of what took place in Genesis.
Del zavatran changa ta omni Genesis ya.
From a legal perspective, only a man could do that.
De amin'ny fomba ara-dalàna, ny fomba fijery ara-dalàna lezy a, de olombelona ihany ny afaka manao an'izay.
That's why Jesus had to come as a man.
De zay natonga an'i Jesosy a, tsy maintsy nitafy nofo lasa olombelona mihitsy.
To be a new head for the human race, a new Adam.
Hoe lasa Adama vaovao na loha vaovao ho an'ny olombelona rehetra.
And so throughout his ministry, Jesus demonstrates this dominion over the enemy. And especially in his crucifixion and resurrection. He is a new head for the human race.
Izy ilay mpitarika voaloha, mpitarika vaovao na lo vaovao ho an'ny taranak'olombelona.
My earthly sinful ancestry can trace its way back to Adam and Eve.
Hoe ny firazanako amin'ny maolombelona anako dia afaka mijery izay tantaram-pirazanako izay ako dia mahita hoe Adama sy Eva ny amboana.
But when I put to death the old man,
fa rehefa vonoky ilay hoe olombelona taloha.
And I look at the new man, the new creature in Christ.
De mahita ko an'ilay olona vaovao, ilay voary vaovao ao amin'ny Kristy.
Then he is my head.
De izy indray, Jesosy indray ihany no lohako.
And I trace my ancestry to Jesus.
De mahita ny fitantaram-pirazanako ako hoe any amin'i Jesosy ny fiandohana.
I was born again into that lineage.
Hoe nateraka indray ako tamin'izay taranaka vaovao izay.
And so Jesus is now my ancestor, my Adam.
De ia Jesosy no lasa razambe ako amin'izay fotoana izay de izy ilay Adamako.
Let's look at it how it's written in scripture.
Donc et jeretsika hoe ohatra ny ahoana no anoratana azy ato amin'ny soratra masina e.
We have to read quite a few verses.
Mila mamaky verse maromaro tsika.
Romans chapter 5 verse 12 to 21.
Hoe Romana toko fadimy andiny faharoambe folo ka hatramin'ny faraiky amby roapolo. Koa izany dia tahaka nidiran'ny ota avy tamin'ny olona iray ho amin'izao tontolo izao ary ny ota no nidiran'ny fahafatesana kana atratra ny olona rehetra ny olona rehetra ny fahafatesana satria samy efa nanota izy rehetra fa hatrany alohan'ny lalàna aza dia nisy ota tamin'izao tontolo izao nefa tsy isa tsy saina ny ota izay tsy isaina ny ota raha tsy misy lalàna fa ny fahafatesana nanjaka hatramin'ny adama ka hatramin'ny mosesy na dia tamin'izay tsy nanota tahaka ny nanotany adama azy izay tandidon'ilay ho avy nefa tsy tahaka ny fahadisonina fanomaizam-pahasoavana fa raha ny fahadisonin'ny anankiray a no nahatonga ny fahafatesana ho an'ny maro maika ny fahasoavan'andriamanitra sy ny fanomezana amin'ny fahasoavan'ny olona iray dia jesosy kristy no tonga be ho an'ny maro kosa ary tsy tahaka ny avy amin'ny anankiray izay nanota ny fanomezana fa nohony nanontanny anankiray no nisehoan'ny fitsarana ho fanamailohany fa nohony ny fahadisoany maro kosa no nisehoan'ny fanomezam-pahasoavana ho fanamarinana fa raha ny fahadison'ny olona anankiray no nanjakan'ny fahafatesana noho nataon'ny anankiray maika izay nahazo ny haben'ny fahasoavana sy ny fanomezany fahamarinana no hanjaka amin'ny fiainana noho nataony anankiray dia jesosy kristy koa tahaka nahatongavan'ny fanamailohana ho an'ny olona rehetra noho ny fahadisoana fahadisoana iray no nahatongavan'ny fanamarinana ho amin'ny fiainana kosa noho ny an'ny olona rehetra noho ny fahamarinana iray fa tahaka ny nanaovana ny maro ho mpanota noho ny tsy fanarahan'ny olona iray no hanaovana ny maro ho marina kosa noho ny fanarahan'ny anankiray ary ny lalàna dia niditra koa ahabe ny fahadisoana nefa teo amin'izay ny beazan'ny ota no niaroan'ny fahasoavana be lavitra mba ho tahaka ny nanjakan'ny ota tao amin'ny fahafatesana no anjakan'ny fahasoavana kosa amin'ny fahamarinana ho fiainana mandrakizay amin'ny alalan'i Jesosy Kristy tompontsika.
That shows you this glorious exchange where Jesus came in to become the new man.
Izay dia maneho antsika n'ilay takalo feno voninahitra ilay hoe Jesosy ilay tonga olona vaovao.
We see similar thoughts in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 21 and 22.
Mahita fomba fijery mitovy tahaka an'izay antsika amin'ny Korintianina voalohany teo fadimy ambiny folo. Ary satria ny olona iray no nisehoan'ny fahafatesana dia ny olona iray kosa no nisehoan'ny fitsanganan'ny maty. Fa tahaka ny hafatesan'ny olona rehetra amin'ny adama no haveloman'ny olona rehetra kosa ao amin'ny kristy.
Can you see how death is being replaced by life?
Afaka ho hitanareo ve hoe nosoloina ho fiainana ny fahafatesana teo?
So now I think we should spend more on birthday parties than funerals.
Ka zao tsika mieritreritra hoe tokony hankalaza ny aniversera bebe kokoa noho ny amin'ny fandevenana.
I know it's sad when someone dies.
Fantatro hoe rehefa misy maty dia tena hoe mampalahelo zany.
I've buried my own father.
Ary zahako nandevina ny raiko arany.
So I know what it's like to lose someone you love.
Dia tena fantatro tsara mihitsy hoe ohatra ny ahoana zany hoe lasa ny olona izay akaiky anao indrindra.
But at my father's funeral.
Fa tamin'ny fandevenana ny raiky.
We sang praise and worship.
Dia nihirahira fiderana zahay.
Celebrating life, not death.
Dia nankalaza ny fiainana fa tsy nankalaza ny fahafatesana.
Because he knew God.
Satria izy nalala an'Andriamanitra.
And he was free from the power of death.
Ary izy dia afaka teo amin'ny vahoan'ny herin'ny fahafatesana.
And since he was buried or cremated.
Dia nahatramin'izay hoe nandevenana anazy na tamin'izy nidorana.
I've never been back to the grave.
Dia tsy niverina intsony tany amin'ny fasany aho.
Well, it's very far away now.
Ie, mazava ho azy hoe lavitra be izy zao.
But even when I lived in South Africa, I didn't go back.
Fa na zany aina tany Afrika tsy moara dia mbola tsy niverina tany mihitsy intsony.
Because when I ask God, should I go there?
Fa satria rehefa manontany an'Andriamanitra hoe tokony hiverina any avy Andriamanitra.
The Holy Spirit said to me, no, but your dad's not there, he's with me.
De ohatrany hoe tsy hapako amin'ny fanahako ny fanahy masina miteny hoe tsy aho tsony any ny rainao fa izy efa miaraka amiko aty e.
I don't have to go back to the grave to visit my dad because he's not there.
Tsy tokony hiverina ho any amin'ny fasana intsony ahako hoe hamangy any raiko satria tsy aho tsony izy.
His body's just there.
Ny vatany fotsiny tao.
Awaiting resurrection when Jesus comes back.
Miandry ny fitsanganana amin'ny maty rehefa miverina Jesosy.
But my dad is in heaven with Jesus.
Fa ny raiko efa any an-danitra miaraka amin'i Jesosy.
And death has no victory. victory over him.
Ary tsy nanana fandresena tao aminy fahafatesana.
And neither will death have any victory over you or me.
Ary tahaka an'izay koa tsy hanana fandresena eo amin'ny fiainantsika ny fahafatesana.
Because Jesus has overcome death.
Satria izy efa nandresy an'izany fahafatesana izany.
And this we see is something between God and the devil.
Ary hitantsika hoe zavatra fifampirahana manoloana an'Andriamanitra sy ny devoly ilay izy.
Because when the devil came in,
satria rehefa tonga ny satana tonga ny devoly,
and tempted Adam and Eve,
dia nakafanany Adama sy Eva,
God said something very categorical, very direct.
Dia nilaza zavatra mahitsy be mihitsy Andriamanitra.
He said, I'm going to destroy you.
Ozy izy hoe ravako ianao.
Let's read it.
Genesis 3 verse 15.
Yeah, what God said Jesus is going
to
do? Sometimes we get too spiritual and we don't actually understand the seriousness of this. It's not poetry, it's war. God said to the devil, Jesus is going to crush your head. I am going to destroy you. That's what God said. And when Jesus came, that's what he did. He destroyed the power of the devil. Look at John 12, verse 31.
See, Jesus said this. Tonga ankehitriny
fitsarana
izao tontolo izao. Ankehitriny andrian'izao tontolo izao no horohahina.
Now the prince of this world will be driven out.
And
then Jesus came and drove out the prince of the world. There is no debating about who is in control. Jesus came back and he took back control. He bound the enemy. Look at Matthew chapter 12 and verse 28 to 29.
Faran fanain Andriamanitra kosa no amoako ny demonia dia efa tonga aminareo sahady ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra. Fa ataon'ny olona ahoana no fiditra ao an-tranon'ny mahery andrombany entany? Raha tsy efa fatony aloha ny mahery dia vao andrombany ao an-trano izy.
Jesus was casting out demons.
Nandroka devoly Jesus.
And the Pharisees were saying, "By what power do you do this?"
Jesus is a Pharisee. Inna ni erimbandro ano ni uzavatio e.
Jesus effectively said it's by the power of God.
Demasava wa sendre san Jesus we ni erinandremanta no amna pesan.
Because the kingdom of God has come.
Satie fatunga nfaza kanandremanta.
And the kingdom of God is taking over from the kingdom of darkness.
Ar nfaza kanandremanta denandresi ni nfaza kanyesi.
You see, up until then, Satan had been in control. He had been the strong man in the house.
Itanao atramin'ny fotoana io dia volony tena nifeny zavatra rehetra ohatrany izy ilay lehilahy matanjaka niditra tao anatin'ilay trano.
So let's say George, he looks like quite a big strong guy.
Dao resana ohatra hoe George, izy ohatrany tena ohatr'izay mihitsy gabany be.
Can someone just walk into his house and just start taking his television and his cell phone and just taking his things?
Monsieur le vema sawe mitra fotsiny ao an-trano dia mangalatra ny tele, dia mangalatra ny telefona, dia mangalatra izay zavatra rehetra ao an-trano.
If I go in there,
razako ohatrany mandeha miditra ao,
and George is there and I start stealing from him,
dia George no ao dia zako manomboka mangalatra.
George is just gonna stop it. Dia
dia hoy izy George, "Pou, atsanona."
He's going to keep and protect his things.
Jesus says you
can't rob from someone until you've overpowered him.
Jesus says you can't rob from someone until you've overpowered him.
So he says you must first tie him up.
Tie up that strong
man, which behind that is this understanding that you must be stronger.
Then no bad say the mila has no taro we you know what mila matanza kakualu.
And he says, once you've subdued that guy,
there was his way, refa for fat so le matanza kyu.
Then you can take his stuff.
The Afaka Galarno to
watching you, it's like really angry, but he's tied up, he can't do anything.
For fat trees, yeah, mustn't tear your bait, you know. For fat trees, you have a common on him, no.
Maybe he's got some sticky tape over his mouth, he can't even speak.
Medicine, as in a Scots, father, yeah. The boo.
And he's watching, and all his goods are being taken.
Them zero foot in his way, you for Miss Mangala to all in Fanan.
That's what Jesus was doing to the devil.
The word Zaymit and Sawaraton says, so say I'm
the fool. The devil that made people sick.
The fool Zematunga Nulamaral.
Jesus didn't have a problem with that.
Sananana Ulanatam Zamit says,
he just came and he healed the sick.
To his son Maral.
Because the devil was.
Satin the fool.
Tied up.
For fact,
rendered powerless, defeated, and Jesus could plunder him. Carrying off his possessions. And we see even in Ephesians, it speaks about how Jesus rose from the dead and he led captives in his train. He took a whole lot of prisoners that he had set
free.
You and I were captive to the enemy, and Jesus came and he took us out of the enemy's
house.
He could only do that because he had overcome the enemy.
Look at Colossians
2
verse 15.
He disarmed the demonic powers and authorities. And he humiliated them. He made a public spectacle of them. Overcoming them by the cross. Jesus turned the demonic realm into a state of humiliation and shame. You see, this is what Jesus, one of his missions was. He came to destroy the enemy. You can see in 1 John 3 verse 8. Jesus came to destroy the work of the enemy. It was his mandate to the church to do the same thing. Consider
Matthew 16 verse 18 and 19.
Jesus said that the church will advance against darkness.
There was this Jesus way, Anna Fandre Sena Malonani, Eisen and Fengunan.
Now, this is important.
It's
the whole way through my message, I'm trying to show you the biblical position.
toerantsika ara-baiboly.
Because too many Christians have this the wrong way around.
Satria ny ankabeazan'ny kristianina, betsaka loatra ny kristianina no tsy tena mahazo an'ity ardiso ny fahazahoany azy.
They think that they are on the defense of defending themselves against the attack of the enemy.
Zareo mieritreritra hoe miady miemitra hoe defensive na miady miaro tena fotsiny a manoloana ny fahavalo miaro tena.
You hear Christians come and say, oh, the devil was attacking me.
Ianao misy kristianina sasany miteny hoe ah tena nitafia ny devoly mihitsy a.
Oh, the devil robbed from me.
Hoe nangalary ny devoly, nisy zavatra nangalary ny devoly tato amiko.
He took my health.
Nangalary ny fahasalamako.
Oh, he took my job.
Hoe nangalary ny asako.
Oh, this is an attack from the enemy.
Hoe nasy tena fanafiana avy amin'ny fahavalo mihitsy ty.
We must pray.
Tena mila mivavaka.
Because the enemy is coming against us.
Satria tena tonga manohitra antsika mihitsy ny fahavalo.
You're wrong.
Did you know?
That's not the biblical picture.
Tsy izay ilay sary ara baiboly.
Jesus said, I will build my church.
Hoy izy Jesosy hoe ho aoriko ny fiangonana.
And the gates of hell will not prevail against her.
Ary ny fahavahadin'ny fiainatsika tsy haharesy azy.
Where are the gates of hell?
Aiza ny fahavahadin'ny fiainatsika?
That's where the enemy is defending himself.
Eo amin'ilay fiarovatenany fahavalo eo ilay izy.
The enemy is on the defensive.
Ny fahavalo miaro tena.
And the church is advancing.
Fa ny fiangonana dia mandroso.
Light is coming over and darkness is fleeing.
Hoe mampandroso ny hazavana dia mandroso ny aiza.
And the enemy is saying, no, stop, leave me alone.
Dia hoy izy ny fahavalo hoe ajanone, ajanone.
And Jesus says, I'm going to finish you.
Dia hoy izy Jesosy hoe ho vitaiko ny aminao.
I'm going to take everything back.
Ho raisiko daholo ny zavatra rehetra.
Until all my enemies are my footstool.
Mandrapatonga ny fahavaloko rehetra eo ambany faladiako.
And Jesus keeps advancing.
Ary Jesosy dia mitohy mandroso, mandroso hatrany.
And Isaiah tells us.
Ary Isaia dia milaza amintsika.
Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end.
Lay hoe fitombonin'ny fanjakany a zay tsy misy fiafarana.
What is increasing?
Inona ny zavatra mitombo?
The kingdom of God.
Ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra.
What is decreasing?
Inona ny zavatra miaina?
The kingdom of darkness.
Ny fanjakan'ny aizina.
Who is attacking?
Iza ny manafika?
Jesus is attacking.
Jesosy ny manafika.
He is riding at the head of his army.
Izy dia tena hoe mamaky vaky ny fahavalony.
Commander in chief.
Izy no sefon'ny mpikomandy.
And he is coming to take what is his.
Ary ho tonga izy aka an'izay anana.
And the enemy is retreating.
Ary ny fahavalo a dia lasa mandositra
miaminy. And the enemy is losing.
Dia resy ny fahavalo.
And the enemy is afraid.
Dia matahotra ny fahavalo.
And we do not have to be afraid.
Ary tsy mila matahotra isika.
And so when you see someone.
Ka rehefa mahita olona anankiray ianao.
And they're wearing this little thing to ward off the evil.
Dia miaminy. Mitondra babrasele, mitondra ohatrany hoe zavatra ohatrany hoe fiarovana atao eny amin'ny tanana eny.
If they are doing anything to defend themselves against evil.
Raha ohatra ka manao zavatra izay hoe hiarovany ny tenany amin'ny fahavalo izy.
They need the gospel.
Dia ny filazantsara ny tena ilaina.
Because you can throw that stuff away.
Satria ny zavatra iny, ny fiarovana iny azonao ariana iny any amin'ny tanana iny.
Tell the devil he better put on some amulets because you're coming with Jesus.
Yes, satria dia tenenina mihitsy ny devoly hoe ianao devoly a mila mitondra fiarovana koa ianao satria izay avy miaraka amin'i Jesosy.
The devil has no amulet that can defend itself against Jesus.
Nefa ny devoly a dia tsy manana n'ilay karazana hody fiarovana mihitsy a izay ahafahany miaro ny tenany a manoloana an'i Jesosy.
My father who is stronger than them all.
Lay raiko mahery lavitra noho izy rehetra.
This is why I hate the faddies.
Izay mahatonga anahy tsy tia maizina ny fady.
Because people are on the defensive.
Satria ohatrany hoe miaro tena fotsiny ny olona amin'izay fotoana izay.
They're afraid.
Me matahotra.
But Jesus is not afraid.
Fa Jesosy dia tsy natahotra mihitsy.
He has overcome.
Efa nandresy.
He has crushed the serpent's head.
Efa nanorotoro ny lohan'ny bibilava izy.
He has bound the strong man.
Efa nifatorany ilay lehilahy mahery.
And he is taking back his possessions.
Dia nalainy daholo izay fananany rehetra.
He is setting people free.
Manafaka ny olona izy.
And when you are free.
Ary rehefa afaka ianao.
You're not wearing things to keep you safe.
Dia tsy hoe mitondra zavatra miambozina zavatra mba hiarovanao ny tenanao ianao.
Walking with Jesus.
Miara mandeha amin'i Jesosy ianao.
Amen. So Jesus gave us this commission.
Fa Jesosy nanome antsika ity commission ity na ity afatra ity.
Read Matthew 28:18.
Hoe Matthieu toko fa valombrapolo andiny fa valombefolo. Ary Jesosy nanatona dia niteny taminy ka nanao hoe efa nomenay ny fahefana rehetra any an-danitra sy ety an-tany.
Mark 16:15.
Marka toko fahenina ambin'ny folo andiny fahadimy ambin'ny folo. Tompoko, mamindra fo amin'ny zanako fa marary ny andro be izy ka mahantra tokoa, fa matetika izy no mianjera ao amin'ny afo ary matetika ao amin'ny rano.
And in Mark 16:18.
Ary Marka toko fahenina ambin'ny folo andiny fahavalo ambin'ny folo. Ary niteny mafy azy Jesosy dia nivoaka taminy ny demonia ka sitrana ilay zazalay tamin'izay ora izay.
And Luke 10:17 shows us that this is true.
Ny Luka toko fahafolo andiny fahafito ambin'ny folo dia maneho antsika hoe tena marina ity zavatra ity. Ary ny fitopolo lahy niverina tamin'ny fifaliana ka nanao hoe, Tompo, na dia ny demonia aza dia manaiky anay noho ny anaranao.
And look at Jesus' response in verse 18 and 19.
De no tsara zavatra navalin' Jesosy eo amin'ny andiny fahavalo ambin'ny folo ka hatramin'ny fahasivy ambin'ny folo. Fa hoy Jesosy taminy, izaho nahita ny Satana latsaka avy tany an-danitra tahaka ny varatra. Indro efa nomeko fahefana nitsaka ny menarana sy maimbika sy andresy ny rehetra nanany fahavalo ianareo ka tsy hisy ampaninona anareo akory.
Jesus has never been afraid.
Tsy natao hatrany mihitsy Jesosy.
He is not afraid of the devil now.
Tsy natao hatrany devoly izy amin'izao fotoana izao.
And you know what, if I went up against the devil alone,
ka raha ohatra aho ka izaho rery tsy maintsy miatrika ny devoly a,
I would lose.
Dia zahako a tsy maintsy ho resy.
I would be terrified.
Tsy maintsy tena ho iorooro aho.
I would be beaten.
Ary tsy maintsy tena hoe ho kapokapony.
But it's not my fight.
Fa nefa ny tsy atoko le izy.
The battle belongs to the Lord.
An' Jehovah ny ady.
And he is the victor. He is the one.
Ary izy ilay mpandresy, izy ilay manana ny fandresena.
So I don't have to go looking for demons to fight with.
Ka tsy voatery hoe tsy maintsy hitady karazana devoly adiny.
I just walk with Jesus.
Fa miaraka amin'i Jesosy fotsiny aho.
If you look closely at the New Testament,
rehefa mijery akaiky kokoa ianao amin'ny testamenta vaovao,
it's not about Christians running around fighting the devil.
Tsy ilay hoe kristianina mitady devoly dia miady amin'ny devoly no ao. Efa tonaka anao Satana.
You don't see that.
Tsy hitanao ao mihitsy zany.
You see Christians sharing the gospel.
Fa hitanao ao a kristianina mizara ny vaovao mafana.
Sharing their possessions with one another.
Ary mifampizara ny fananany amin'ny tsirairay avy.
Loving God and loving their neighbor.
Tian'Andriamanitra dia tia mifanolo-bidirindrina aminy.
And testifying about how awesome Jesus is.
Ary maneho fahavolombelona ny amin'ny fahatsaran'i Jesosy.
And when they go,
dia rehefa mandeha zareo
with Jesus,
miaraka amin'i Jesosy,
very occasionally a demonic manifestation happens.
It's indray any izay vao misy an'ilay hoe fitsangany devoly na hoe fa fisehony devoly.
And then,
ary eo amin'izay fitoeran'izay,
from a place of being in the authority of Christ,
ilay hoe eo amin'ny toerana hoe manana ny fahefana ao amin'i Kristy,
they can say, the Lord rebuke you.
Dia afaka miteny zareo hoe ananatra anao ny Tompo.
Jesus has come to overcome you.
Jesosy dia tonga andresanao.
We don't fight the devil.
Tsika tsy miady amin'ny devoly.
We stand up to darkness from within Christ.
Tsika mitsangana manoloana amin'ny aizina ao amin'ilay hoe ao amin'i Kristy isika.
If you see demonic stuff,
raha misy tsanga misy devoly a,
you have authority in Jesus to cast out the
devil. Dia nao efa nomenany fahefana ao amin'i Jesosy a androka an'izany.
Why?
Satria nahoana?
Because he's the new Adam who has authority again.
Satria izy ilay Adama vaovao a izay manana ny fahefana.
All authority is his.
Azy daholo ny fahefana rehetra.
So we go.
Dia isika mandeha.
And we preach and proclaim the kingdom of God.
Dia mitory a dia manambara ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra.
And we are not afraid.
Ary isika dia tsy manana tahotra.
Nothing will harm you.
Tsy hisy zavatra hahakasika anao izany.
It's a very different mentality, and I'm closing
miss
now.
Mamarana zao fomba fisainana tena hoe hafa mihitsy ity zavatra ity.
But it's not spiritual warfare all the time, always looking for a fight. It's not becoming an expert in deliverance ministry. It's not blaming Satan for everything as if he's in control. No, God is in control. And sometimes he makes your life hard because he's disciplining you in love. But because of the cross, Jesus has all the power. So we walk with him. We enjoy him. And along the way we overcome.
We are with him.
We are on the offensive. But we're not living in fear defensively. The increase of his government and peace. The more I have come under the authority of Jesus, the more I have experienced his peace in my
life.
Christians who are always fighting with the devil, Christians who are always having one crisis after another in their life. Maybe they've taken their eyes off Jesus and put their eyes on the demons. Put your eyes back on
Jesus.
He is the overcomer. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are victorious. You are already victorious. You have already won the battle. Your kingdom has come. And your kingdom is coming. It is advancing. And when you return, it will be total and complete. We look forward to that day. But until that day, we want to remain in you, Lord Jesus. You are our strength, our shield. You are our Savior, our healer and our Redeemer. You are our safe place. You're a strong tower. And in you we have peace. Thank you, God, that you are sovereign. You rule over all the circumstances of our lives. And you have overcome the enemy. In Jesus' name we praise you. Amen.
Amen.